Oh yeah, that's Roxy Music on Nova 103.5. So last week we spoke to the new director of rugby at the Namibia Rugby Union, and this week we are talking women's rugby. The Namibia Rugby Union has launched T1 Rugby in Namibia. The aim is to create more opportunities for girls and women to engage in rugby from grassroots to elite level. And I'm lucky enough to have CJ Kotze, I always, whether it's Kutsi or Kotze, and I always get myself mixed up, the NRU's representative for women's rugby in the studio with me. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming. Before we get into the interview itself, I'm asking people today who your sort of latest hero is, like everyday hero, someone who did something really nice for you recently.
Geez, I think I'm going to highlight my CrossFit coach, Patrick de Goede. He's really been doing things for suicide awareness, mental health awareness. It's his birthday today, and he turned 57. So he did a 3-kilometer run every hour for the last 19 hours. So he didn't sleep last night. So he's definitely a hero for me this week.
I better give Patrick a shout and wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Patrick. You are, I think Patrick's a lot of people's hero. So yeah, there we go. Anyway, okay, let's get on to rugby then. Can you start us off? Explain, I mean, what is T1 rugby? How does it differ from normal rugby?
Yeah, so T1 rugby basically is non-contact rugby.
Okay.
Almost like attaches, but this one is formally accepted by World Rugby. So it introduces teen girls just to contact or to rugby without having the contact. So just keeping it safe. It has all the elements of rugby. So it's got your scrums, your lineouts, and it's got even racks. So most of it is all the same. It's just a matter of non-contact. So if you've got scrums, there's no binding and such. So you still just throw the ball in, the ball comes out at the back, and you play the ball. And then the same with the lineouts. No jumping. So you can throw it to player one, two, or three in the lineout, and then you play on. So basically rugby, just non-contact friendly.
Okay. So you mentioned, you know, similar to touch rugby. Is that how, you know, then normally you'd get tackled and lose the ball? Is it the same as touch rugby? If you get touched, you have to...
Yes, so what happens is if you get touched, you have to stop within 3 steps.
Okay.
And you've got 7 touches to score a try. If you didn't score within the 7 touches a try, then it's a turnover ball to the other team. So what happens also is if there's a touch, the defending team has to attempt to send 2 players to the tackle point. So you put your outside arm on the tackler's shoulder. That creates a triangle, and that will then establish your offside line like we know it in rugby.
Okay. Yeah. I saw a story in the UK where they were talking about introducing T1 into school sports there and sort of eliminating contact rugby altogether. We're obviously not doing that here.
Yeah.
We're using this to focus on you know, getting girls and women into the game.
Yeah, no, I think if you tell the boys now in grade 10 that we're going to remove contact, I think we're going to lose a lot of boys. But no, I think for the girls, it's just a nice, friendly way to easing the parents as well.
Mm.
Because the first thing that people ask you is, as a girl, didn't you get hurt? With this, it just makes it friendly and acceptable and such. It's just an easy way to make sure that the community out there that hasn't untapped potential in terms of rugby or non-rugby playing schools have a way to ease into it. You can't go tell a VUP or a VIS now that you can't play contact anymore. So those are rugby playing schools. So we're just going to try and ease it into the non-rugby playing schools at this point.
The phrasing that you used there, didn't you get hurt, have you, that mean you played rugby before?
Yes, I've played national 7s and 15s. I've also been the national coach of the ladies. I've had my fair shares of tackles. You won't get hurt. The stereotypes is what's kind of stopping women's rugby, the growth in the country. But the more it is seen worldwide, the more the numbers are growing. It's like a flame that has started, a felt fire. I know know a lot of farmers don't like veld fires, but in this case, we encourage the veld fire when it gets to rugby, and it's really spreading. And people like Portia Woodmans and those people are really setting a tone for women's rugby in the world.
Mm. Do we have any existing women's rugby being played at Namibian schools right now?
There are some. In the past, we've had VIS, Delta, ELM, those schools playing. We currently have a team in, at Seydorf Primary School. One of the girls are actually playing with the under 13 boys.
Okay.
So, shout out to her as well. And then Rehoboth, very much a big rugby loving community. Mm. And they've got about three primary schools that are have been playing rugby this year. But for now, with the T1 setup, we've got four schools that we've engaged, in, like I said, in the non-rugby playing communities to try and get a rugby out there and a possible sport code choice for the girl out there. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, obviously, you like you say, you've got the four schools now. You see potential to expand this to the whole country.
Yes, no, definitely. This is our pathway program. So it's just to, in Afrikaans, le fully water, and just to get a taste of what's happening out there. So that's exactly what we're trying to do, is just to see how does the schools react, how do the kids react. And having 1,808, to be exactly, girls that have already been reached just in four schools tells you that there's something there. There is really something there, and that it's a sport that can really grow from strength to strength.
These are impressive numbers. And yeah, strength to strength. I mean, obviously, maybe not 2025, might be a little bit too early, but end goal, the World Cup?
Yeah, I think it's always been a dream. But at this point in time, our 15th rugby still has a long way to go. Our sevens, however, the ladies are very much more transitional into sevens. It's a faster-paced sport. It's less contact. You need a lot of fitness, but we've really been doing well in the past. In 2022, we got second place at the regional competition, only losing out to Zimbabwe. So it shows you that there's potential for women's rugby in the country. And yeah, so Olympics and the World Cup, but yeah, I think Olympics is more closer in reach than the World Cup at this point. But yeah, definitely end goal for a few years from now.
Very, very cool. The only thing left to ask then, I suppose, is like you said, you're working with these four schools at the moment, you're testing the waters, but if there are any schools that are interested in approaching, can they get in touch with the NRU?
They can definitely get in touch with the NRU, with John Haynes and his office. However, we are still just trying, like I said, this is a pilot program and just trying to run it out. So it doesn't help you try to reach it out into all the regions and you can't control it and keep tabs on it. So we would just like to, at this point in time, see how it works, fix the don'ts and the do's, and then take it from there and grow it from strength to strength. So yeah, if schools are interested, please put up your hands. But like we said, especially the non-rugby playing schools, that's our target. We want to get the word of rugby out there. And like Jock Berger said, he wants to see the boy or girl wanting to play for Namibia. Because if you ask a boy or girl, they would like to be a Black Fern or All Black or play for the Springboks and be like Siya Kolisi. And we need them to be like a Jock Berger.
Exactly.
And that's the end goal for us.
Very, very cool. Thank you so much. And definitely looking forward to watching this journey. It's going to be very exciting.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.